This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the lead stories are, do you own an iPhone or iPad? If you do, did you know you're rich? Surveys say that everyone wants an Amazon smart home device with them in their toilet. There's a big clapper. It's a device perfect for Japan. I'm going to share that with you. Google and Apple are in the hot seat over email. I want to welcome you to episode 1297 of the Geekness Central podcast for Monday, July 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. A little weird tonight. We are not on Facebook. Some issue. Don't know what's going on. It refused to start the stream. So I'll troubleshoot that in the off days. Maybe Facebook's having a problem. Who knows? But we are live tonight on twitch.tv/geeknews. We're live on YouTube. And for those of you listening to the show, you could give two hoots. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show out and being subscribed. It's the most important part of being able to get connected with this podcast. And you do that real simply by coming over to geeknewscentral.com. And when you're on the website, it's just a piece of cake. Just get subscribed to the show right there in the right-hand column of the website, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Play, on Stitcher, via TuneIn, or just via standard RSS feed. That's the best way to get connected with the show. Get subscribed. That way you'll never miss a single episode of the podcast. Of course, we want you to take some time to read the great content on the website as well. And just, check in daily with us. We definitely appreciate that when you do that. Of course, you can get signed up for a newsletter. A newsletter contains all the things I'm going to talk about in the show today. It's exactly the same thing as that's in the blog post. That gets emailed to you. You'll find that link a little bit further down on the website. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. Of course, staying in connection with the show is really, really simple. And let's see if I can get the buttons right here tonight. There we go. You can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter @geeknews. That's another location where you can send your comments about the show. You can join our Slack channel. That's another option for you. So lots of ways to get connected with the family here. Definitely, we want you to say hello within the ecosphere, whether if you're watching live, please do so in the chat room on whatever live system you're on. But you can always follow me on Google Plus or on Facebook. That's a great way to get connected as well, just by searching for me, Todd Cochran. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast app or on the Apple TV just by searching for Geek News Central. You can listen on Stitcher or Blueberry.com. You can listen on your smart home device like your Amazon Echo, your Google Home, or your Microsoft Cortana device. All you have to do is use the keyword to launch those devices and say, play the podcast Geek News Central. That'll get you started. That'll get you listening to the latest episode. We want you to get subscribed. That's the most important piece, most important way to stay connected with the show. But for all of you that are here, that are subscribed to the podcast, thanks for being part of the family, being part of the Ohana here. Of course, this show is sponsored by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. They've been a longtime sponsor of the show. So tonight I'm just going to do a little shout out. I'm a little extra, I want a little extra from all of you. We got our June numbers in down a little bit, but you all can help me just in a big significant way. All you got to do is tweet the page, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Tweet that page to your friends, family members, people that you know. Post a link to it on Facebook. Help me build the show sponsorship support by just, supporting the sponsor by sharing the information. That's all you got to do. We got great deals. Great deals for any listener, any potential listener that comes to the website or anyone that's looking for a domain product or hosting account. You know, 30% off new product purchases. You can get a .com. First time purchasers only at 99 cents. That's a new or in a transfer. The hosting accounts is really where the deals are smoking. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. That's 12 bucks. Get you a free hosting account, economy hosting. And, you know, if you're pricing domain names on a normal basis, they're $8.49. So $1 a month, okay? Of course, you get that $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. And if you're a business owner, definitely consider the 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. GoDaddy is solely responsible for keeping the lights on here and doing the things I'm allowed to do. And I definitely want you guys to support GoDaddy and supporting the sponsor here by going to geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy. Again, these promo codes keep this podcast online and independent writing team employed. That's the most important part. And you're supporting a very small team of independent content creators by using one of our promo codes. And you support us in the effort by doing support. And again, I want to thank you for your support for all these years for supporting GoDaddy. Right now, though, the best thing you can do is use social media on your blogs, on your on Twitter, on Facebook to link back to my promo code page and promote the promo codes. That's going to help a great, great deal. Hey, we're also on live stream. So if you're watching on live stream, welcome. Welcome to the live stream as well. So that's live over there. But anyway, I'll leave the link up on the website here for those of you watching live for a few minutes. But it's been a, you know, coming off a weekend here and had a big show on Saturday. Had the new media show with Rob. We talked with the product lead with Google Podcast and spent about 40 minutes with him and then another hour or so talking about what we had talked about with him for 40 minutes. So that was a big event. And then Sunday, a lot of stuff around here, cleaning up in the studio a little bit, moving some stuff into storage. So did some work on that. So lots of stuff moving here, but really back in the saddle as far as everything goes in the swing of things. But, you know, don't forget our partner shows, No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site at progear.guru, the New Media Show at newmediashow.com, and of course, the Podcast Legend Show at podcastlegends.com. I want to thank all of you for your longtime support of the show. Definitely appreciate it. And more to talk about this later. But we're fast approaching 1,300 episodes. Fast approaching. Next week, we'll cross over to that barrier. And I think what we're going to do is I'm planning to go to Podcast Movement, the show after 1,300. So I'll do the 1,300 show, and then I will fly out Saturday. And I think what we'll do is we'll stand the podcast down that week. And I give Kirk a week off. I'll have a week off. We'll let that 1,300 episode percolate, and then I'll come back and hit it hard. I'll be back with you at 1,301 after a one-week reprieve. So I think that's kind of the plan right now for the rest of the month and where we're going, but definitely going to keep on cranking here and get us to the 1,300 show. But I got a lot of content to get into tonight, a lot of stuff to talk with you about. So we'll get into that now. All right. So let's just talk just a little bit here first about an article or actually a survey that I found that really is quite remarkable. It says, do you own an iPhone or iPad? And if so, you're rich. There's an article over at BGR.com. And this goes back to a study that was done by economists from the University of Chicago that they said that no individual brand is as predictive of being high income as owning an Apple iPhone. They said across all our years and our data, no individual brand is as predictive of being high income as owning an Apple iPhone. And this was back in 2016. Knowing whether someone owns an iPad in 2016, again, this is a fresh article today, allows us to guess correctly whether the person is in the top or bottom income quarterly 69 percentile of the time. The research has said that knowing someone owns an iPhone gives them a 69% chance to infer correctly that the owner was high income. By high income, they meant being in the top quarterly of income for households of that type, whatever that goes on to mean. So we all know that the iPhone is an expensive beast, but so are Androids too. These Android phones are not inexpensive in themselves. You look at some of the Galaxy products by Samsung, you know, they're fast approaching $1,000 as well. I picked up an S8 that I've been testing and using, and, you know, it was a little over $500. That wasn't a cheap phone. So I don't know. I think this is an interesting deduction by them. I know plenty of people that have an iPhone or an iPad that are definitely not in this, you know, this AKA rich category. Of course, I'd like to know what they define as rich as well, wouldn't you? I think that would be a big way to, would go a long way in letting us know what they think that that level of income actually is. With that, we're going to move to the next story, and we're going to talk about some information that came out on CNBC. People are saying that they want an Amazon device in their bathroom so that they can listen while they're on the john. And they want those assistants in their bathrooms. Again, even while they're on the commode. This is according to public relations firm Walker Sands, the Future of Retail report, based on a survey of 1,600 U.S. consumers. Owners of voice-enabled devices reported using them most frequently for common functions like playing music, looking up information, or checking the time. The majority of people kept them in their living room, kitchen, or bedroom. Now, we've got one in the living room. We have one in the bedroom. My daughter has one in the bedroom, but none in the bathroom. Others want to use voice commands while in the bathroom. 14% of the survey respondents said that they keep their devices there, and 19% that said they'd like to be able to use hands-free commands in the shower. And 13% wanted more voice-controlled options for hands-free commands while on the commode. So, okay. So what this relates to is Kohler. You guys know who Kohler is, right? They released a suite of voice-enabled bathroom fixtures from faucets to mirrors, and you can use your preferred voice assistant, whether it be Amazon, Google, or the Apple HomeKit. You can turn on the sink with your voice. It only costs you $660 for that faucet. Or get your shower running at the perfect temperature with the DTV and shower system for an estimated $3,300. The $1,332 Vedra Voice lighted mirror has Amazon's technology embedded within the product, so you can ask it to play music, listen to the news, look up facts, or use it as a hub to control the other devices in the restroom. There's also the Noumi Intelligent Toilet, launching in early 2019, which is a heated seat, plays music, and displays colored lighting. Just what we want is colored lighting going on while we're sitting and doing our business. So, you know, Moen's released a shower system called You by Moen. The two shower heads cost $1,225, and the system that controls four shower heads cost $2,665. So this is stuff for the rich. I think the majority of us just want probably something in the shower that'll play a little music or we can sing along, right? The bathroom is like the last place where we get peace, right? And go in there and think. Either taking a shower or doing our business, we can just kind of, you know, relax, right? And you don't spend too much time there. But, you know, if you're in the shower, you can, you know, under the hot water, you can think. I don't really need to be disturbed by news and music in the bathroom. I really don't. I know some people like it, but I don't think I'm one of those folks. What about you? Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Love to hear from you. Love to hear what you think. Drop me a line. All right, this next unit is, this is really, if there was an article, crazy article of the day, this thing is insane. Japanese come up with some weird stuff. They truly, truly do. And it's called a big clapper. It's a $4,500 robot that will applaud you until the day you die. And it's really designed for businesses. And all I can say, it's a 2-minute video that's well worth your time. And if you've never traveled to Japan, you're not going to get it. But if you have traveled to Japan and you see this video, you're going to go, yep, exactly. And this is the absolute perfect product. It's just so weird enough. And again, it's called the Big Clapper. Yes, it claps and it speaks to you. It has a motion sensor to detect nearby gawkers and a number of different operation modes to talk different ways to you. But it's $4,500, and I guarantee you, this is going to be outside of all kinds of convenience shops. They're going to have these in stores. I'm just, you're going to say, no way. This thing would be like someone would come into a convenience store in the United States and see one of these and one, either steal it or number two, smash it. That there would be, be what would happen. This thing would last about a week before someone took a baseball bat to it. But in Japan, the people are going to go crazy. It's so Japanese. And you're going to see, and you're just going to shake your head. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. Well, Apple and Alphabet, aka the parent company of Google, are once again being asked some serious questions. They've been asking some specific questions on third-party access to Gmail and the App Store. And this is all stemming in wake of last week's Google scandal around third-party apps accessing user information. So top legislators of the House Energy and Commerce Committee sent letters to both Alphabet and Apple. They've asked them about the third-party access to user email while checking in with Apple CEO Tim Cook about access third-party developers might have via the App Store. The leaders also inquired about the ability of smartphones to listen in on users, something that both Mark Zuckerberg has denied and researchers haven't found any evidence of, although there's been some weird things that have happened before. So once again, there is some questions being asked, and we'll see where this leads. And I'll definitely be providing you feedback when they respond to this. But once again, privacy. Privacy is raising its ugly head. Have you guys ever had an injury? And this usually, in those of you that are younger, enjoy your elastic skin. Because as you get older and you whack yourself, let's say in the arm or the leg, it just takes stuff longer to heal up. It just seems like the healing process is not as fast. And then that area becomes susceptible to re-injury. But there's a new product that's being introduced. It's called Smart Bandage. It can monitor chronic wounds and actually dispense drugs. So chronic or slow-healing wounds are an increasing problem, and they say around the world, but I say probably for older people. But this research group at Tufts University is working on a smart bandage that can keep track of what's going on with a wound and release treatments as necessary. I know I've whacked my shin a few times, an arm, and put a good gouge in it. Many of you probably have done that. But basically, this bandage would actually monitor a wound, and then it would communicate via Bluetooth and release a stimuli, responsive drugs comprising, it's got gels, it's got different types of stuff that would react and be able to inject onto the wound or around it that it would help with the healing process. So I think this is pretty slick. And I didn't know this, but chronic wounds are the leading cause of amputations outside war settings. That's amazing. Flexible and responsive bandages that can monitor wound and deliver real-time treatment could be a key in reducing the number of these amputations. So especially if you're, you got to keep an eye on things. When I was traveling, I had a little boo-boo on the side of my leg, and I never wear a Band-Aid when I'm in the United States, ever. But I put a Band-Aid on that because in a foreign country, just all it takes is one little speck of water or something to get whacked up on there, and boom, you got an infection. So so for me, when I was traveling, I was keeping track of, all those little nicks and cuts that you get just, by life. But anyway, very, very cool. And this smart bandage, it can monitor chronic wounds and dispense drugs. It's being reported that T-Mobile LTE coverage coming to New York area sooner than expected. T-Mobile just got access to radio airwaves that should also set it up for 5G coverage. So that's good. And they've worked, T-Mobile worked with CBS-owned local TV stations to take 600 megahertz radio waves covering portions of Long Island, as well as Brooklyn and Queens, and repurpose them for use by the wireless carrier. The 600 megahertz LTE coverage is expected to be switched on in early 2019. And the move is part of a broader shifting of spectrum from local TV stations to T-Mobile, which won the rights to the airwaves in last year's federal auction of spectrum. The spectrum, which is coveted because it can help T-Mobile provide better indoor coverage across a large geographic stretch, is expected to improve the customer experience. So this is a spectrum repack, and they've just gotten access to that in New York. So be aware. I didn't even say the most important thing. So, Saturday, is it Saturday? Yeah. I should have talked about this earlier. It was on Facebook. Saturday, my phone rang. It was FaceTime call. It was my daughter in Florida, Natalie. And I answered it, and in front of the camera was a pink slip announcing the due date of my first grandchild. And so that came in on Saturday. So I was pretty upbeat on Saturday. It's very exciting time, right? And then Sunday, I was just kind of dragging around here, moping. I don't know why. I was feeling sorry for myself. Wasn't very motivated. Watched some TV, just kind of kicked back. And I just was like, man, I need to get motivated. I could hardly, I just was a vegetable almost. And we had some people over, and it is what it is. But and I had to laugh today because Kirk found an article on 5 motivational apps for your iPhone to help you think positive. So, it's just one of these things to help you out a little bit. I needed a little, I was at a great Saturday. Maybe it was too big. And then Sunday I had this kind of down. So I saw this, this article today. I'm like, man, maybe that's what I needed on Sunday, was to pump things up a little bit. But, watching motivational videos can give you a big boost. Some of them are a little bit over the top, but anyway, there's a link to these. Some of them are videos, words of the day, different resources you can use. Talks about exercise, meditation, yoga, stretching, that kind of stuff. Tonight, before I got the show prep kind of wrapped up, I went in the living room and just laid on the floor for 15 minutes, took a combat nap, and it was just like everything was kind of this reset, right? A nice reset for the day. And it just sometimes just that little 15-minute combat nap, not much more than that, or you can risk going deeper, getting deeper in sleep, and then it's harder to recover from it. But it was pretty good. That was pretty motivating, that 15-minute nap today. Moving on here, 2 Galaxy S10 models rumored to feature a triple camera setup. Ever since Huawei. Introduced its triple camera setup for the P20 Pro, fans of other Android OEMs have been wondering when their preferred brands would jump on the bandwagon. Samsung's fans are particularly looking forward to companies introducing its triple camera setup as well. And so this Galaxy S10 model may feature it. So we'll see if they do. Moving on here. Why is this website not wanting to stay loaded? How many of you have someone there, a grandson, granddaughter, child, where you want to do a little project and you want to get them interested in cars? MakeUseOf.com has some really cool little do-it-yourself projects, like developing or making a HUD, doing a dashboard camera using a Raspberry Pi, setting up a Knight Rider LED scanner, again with a Adreno, or creating a Adreno ultrasound parking sensor. All these kind of little cool things. Maybe you can do with the gadget lover there, or someone in the house to get them kind of thinking engineering wise. And these are little simple projects that you can do with them. Link will be up in the show notes on that. Pretty cheap little kits, it looks like. It's like some fun stuff to do. So definitely a little weekend project there for some of you. How many of you are now looking at different search engines? And especially with all this privacy stuff, if you want to avoid Google and Bing, there's quite a few other search engines out there. DuckDuckGo, StartPage, SearX, Quant, K-W-A-N-T, Swiss Cows, Peekier, P-E-K-I-E-R, Disconnect. So I'll have all these linked up in the show notes. If you know, sometimes it's fun to play around with some of these other search engines and see how the results, and I look at them to see where my site ranks in some of those, and I'm often surprised. So anyway, some different browsers for you to check out. I've been trying out the Tor browser lately. Search sites. I've been using the Tor browser, playing around with that a little bit, and it's okay. It's hard to beat Chrome. It really, really is. All right, IHOP has flipped back to pancakes. It's dropped the IHOP name. You did know that was just a promotion, right? The International House of Pancakes is once more all about flapjacks. The restaurant chain famed for its breakfast menu upset and entertained fans in June. Of course, when it changed its name to the International House of Burgers to promote a new hamburger menu. So the publicity stunt wrapped up on Monday. Now they're once again known as IHOP, but they may be promoting IHOB once in a while. Apparently, some people are being scammed out there on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. They're being swindled in thinking that they're talking to a celebrity or someone that is well-known promoting a product or service. But if you notice Oprah Winfrey, she's raising funds for a charity abroad on Facebook. If you notice Oprah Winfrey is raising funds for a charity abroad on Facebook, or if you receive a romantic Twitter message from a country singer, you'd better pump the brakes. Don't send money, or worse, sign divorce papers based on social media promises alone. Because fans are getting ripped off and left brokenhearted by scammers who run fake Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. It's part of a larger problem on the internet where celebrity impersonators have the tools to trick people into sending money under any kind of guise. T-shirts, signatures, autographs, and social media has brought fans closer to their favorite celebrities. You know, Taylor Swift sometimes has promotions where you can win the chance to meet her in person. Those are real things she's done. But the trail of trick people left behind by scammers shows there's a dark side as well. So on payment app Venmo, the problem is even more complicated because the platform doesn't verify any of its users. That means an account for a music John Legend looks just as legit as an account for someone you've never heard of. So just be aware of that, okay? Out there, all these little scams going on. Make sure if you're donating money, you're donating to the right cause. And usually they have a website set up, a specific website, the artist will. So just be careful out there, all right? There's a rundown of smartphone global share 2009 to 2018. And it's real interesting to look at this list globally. You know, for a while, Samsung held 25% of the global space. Now they're running about 20, whereas Apple has always been in the 2025 space globally. You know, you do know that there's five times as many Android devices as there is iPhones or iOS devices globally. In the United States, that number is probably more closer to 50-50. But it is interesting to look at the global market share in this specific chart and see how it's changed over time and how certain products have grown and certain ones have shrunk. You can see when Apple peaked out or when they dropped a little bit globally. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool little chart. I have a link up in the show notes for you to check out. Just one of those things that makes you go, hmm. Also, you know, having bought this phone recently, this Samsung Galaxy S8, I made sure that I bought unlocked phones. So most of you that listen to this show know the difference between phones that are unlocked and those that are locked. And so, you know, when you're traveling, if you want to change out a SIM card, you can easily do that, but you have to have an unlocked phone or a phone. More importantly, sometimes it's good to have a phone that has dual SIMs. And so anyway, definitely check out and make sure your phone's unlocked. There's different ways you can buy a new phone. You can buy them outright and they usually come unlocked, but you always want to make sure that they are unlocked. Now, phones are often locked to a carrier and it's done via software. So you have to call them because you have the ability to unlock your phone. There's the Unlocking Consumer Choice and Wireless Competition Act here in the United States that lets you unlock your carrier phone once you've paid for it fully and finished any contracts or agreements, but you have to have paid it off to have them unlock it, okay? And, but again, an unlocked phone is not tied to any specific carrier, but you should check the carrier types the phone supports before you go and get a SIM for a specific carrier for that phone. And remember, phones are designed to work on GSM or CDMA phone networks. The Think AM FM here in the United States, AT&T Mobile are GSM networks, while Sprint and Verizon use CDMA. A universal phone can be used on any of those networks, all right? So anyway, so link will be up in the show notes. You can read more about that if you want to make sure you have an unlocked phone. Also, we all know that we can use our phones as step counters. I use my health check record checker every day to see how many steps I've done with that. Most of you that have an Android device can do that as well. And definitely look at the health app for all that information if you're not using it already. All right, the best anti-Prime Day deals from Google, GameStop, eBay, and more. So a lot of retailers are seizing the opportunity to challenge Amazon in its nonstop hype around Prime Day. They're hoping that if your wallet is already open for a purchase, maybe some of their own deals could sway you away from sticking to Amazon or everything else. So everything from TVs, mobile, games, computing, of course, a lot of smart home devices as well. Link in the show notes on that. And of course, some gaming deals on Prime Day coming to Amazon as well has been announced. So some of that stuff, you can see some of these deals that are going to be being popping. That'll be available. Good luck on getting some of these deals. I've never had much luck on Prime Day buying anything. It's just even all the good stuff just gets sucked right up immediately. So there's a lot of discussion continues to go on which smart home device is the best, whether it be the Amazon device or the Google device. And as you can expect, right now, Amazon really holds the edge when it comes to commerce. But Google, well, the Google Assistant has an edge when it comes to natural language processing. According to research from Dentsu Digital Agency, Google Assistant is better at comprehending the way people really talk. The team asked 16,000 travel, finance, retail, and automotive related questions to both devices and found that Google is five times more likely to give a correct answer than the Amazon device. Of course, again, the Amazon device is a voice extension of a retail giant, so we should be no surprise that they're really good at the commerce piece. So if you want some more details on this and the test that they did, obviously, geeknesscenter.com, where the show notes are at. Well, there were some fireworks over much of the Midwest, including Chicago area. there was a meteorite that streaked across on Sunday night with a fireball visible over a large part of the Midwest. And some cool video on it. So there's YouTube video compilation. You can check that out. Link will be up in the show notes. Did you see it? Did you get a picture of it? Do you care? Definitely let me know. Todd here, geeknews@gmail.com. Any of you use TimeHop? TimeHop is a popular app, supposedly, that reminds you of your social media posts from the same day in the past years. And it's the latest service to suffer a data breach. So about 4.7 million accounts were breached, had phone numbers linked to them with some people used to log in with instead of Facebook accounts. The attackers also grabbed tokens and keys, which let TimeHop access and display your posts from likes of Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. So supposedly there was a window in which the attacker could have used those tokens to scrape data from social media profiles. TimeHop deactivated tokens quickly and said it found no evidence that they were used that way. So if you use TimeHop, get over there and get your password changed. Also, Google Assistant is also now on the Dish Hopper devices. So Dish has confirmed that its Hopper devices would get Google Assistant support, and that is now in effect. Dish has confirmed that its Hopper devices now offer Google Assistant functionality, which means that users can control the receiver's hand-free using just voice commands. For example, turn on my beep, and that's, I didn't want to say the word Hopper, but you can say commands like show me Tom Hanks movies. I'll show you a list. Or you can say go to Food Network. So some simple commands to change channels on your Hopper devices. You know, when I think of Uber, I think of cars. Well, Uber users will be able to rent Lime scooters. So this isn't taking long. Lyft announced that it was acquiring the top bike sharing company in the United States. And Uber has announced that its users will now be able to rent scooters from Lime. So Uber is investing in the company as part of a $335 million funding round. So tid for tat, Lyft does something, Google does something. Lime's electric scooters will be available for rental through Uber's app. Lime is going to use the funds it's raising to buy tens of thousands more electric scooters for its service so it can expand further. Lime won't be just renting out its scooters through the Uber app. It also is going to co-brand scooters with Uber. The ride-hailing company has previously employed a similar strategy with Jump electric bikes before it eventually ended up buying the company several months back. And so I guess scooters are a thing. I don't want to ride a scooter. Just bring me a car and I get inside the car. In Detroit, local news is there is reporting that thieves has figured out how to hack a fuel pump at a commercial gas station. They managed to steal 600 gallons of gasoline from a gas station by hacking a gas pump. The theft is valued around $1,800. It took place in the middle of the day and went on for almost 90 minutes. A gas station attendant was unable to do anything to stop the hackers. How could they, if they knew something was going on, why didn't they got that kill switch to kill the whole battery of pumps? Or if they knew something was funny was going on, why didn't they call the cops? So this went down about 1 p.m. local time on June 23rd at a Marathon gas station. Police said at least 10 cars took advantage of the gas pump that was free flowing. Police are reportedly still unclear how this happened. They believe that the fuel pump was the fuel system was somehow hacked. So we'll see if we get more information on this over time. Just what gas station owners need. Microsoft new Surface tablet may be available for purchase this Friday. So if you like the Surface tablet and you want to, but they are making a Surface related announcement tomorrow. Or today, if you're listening to the show, and is posted a teaser on the official Surface Twitter account, which hints at the possibility of a new product launch. So we'll keep our eyes peeled. They're expected, these new ones are expected to cost around $400. Also, the latest iOS update adds security focus USB restricted mode. Now, they've done some work on this already, but now, once your phone has been locked for an hour, if you plug a USB device into the phone, the port's blocked. They shut it off completely. So, And basically there's a settings where it's automatically turned on, but this is to, I guess, is to battle some vectors that law enforcement and others have been using to get into phones. So this is probably a good update, 11.4.1, available for update for your iOS device. You know, I'm not that big into cars. You know, I've got 199,600 some miles on my 2009 Mazda CX-9, and it's a, you know, about ready to go over 200K here. But the 2019 BMW M850i is going to set you back $112,000. It's a beautiful vehicle, but really? $112,000? Someone's on a different budget altogether. HTC sales have dropped 68% after the latest flagship phone launch. HTC is partnered with Google to launch the Android platform, but has struggled to remain relevant in the face of ever-increasing competition from the likes of Samsung, Huawei, and Apple. The company's been losing money quarter after quarter for years, but this may be the beginning of the end. After releasing its latest flagship phone, HTC sales fell by the largest margin yet. Wow. According to HTC's latest numbers, it took in $72 million. That compares to $226.5 million in June of 2017. So they went from $226 million in 2017 to $72 million in 2018. Not good. They're definitely going to be facing some challenge with some drops like that. Also, it's being reported maybe a folding iPhone. Oh, please. Do we really need a folding iPhone? Do you guys want something in your pocket where the screen is folded? I just need to see one of these before I make a determination. It just seems weird. It really, really does. I don't know about this folding thing, but it's not happening anytime soon. I guess it's being talked about. Hey, I want to talk just a little bit about cryptocurrencies. And I want you to be careful out there. About 56% of crypto startups that raise money through token sales die within 4 months of their initial coin offering, ICOs. That's the finding of a Boston College study analyzing the intensity of the tweets from the startups, Twitter accounts to infer signs of life. The researchers determined that only 44.2% of startups survive after 120 days from the end of their ICO. The researchers, Hugo Benedetti and Leonard Kostrovitsky, examined 2,390 ICOs that were completed before May. According to Coins, in an ICO and selling them the first day is the safest investment strategy, one of the researchers said in a phone interview. But many individual investors can't participate in ICOs, so this option isn't open to them. Still, all investors should probably sell their coins within the first 6 months. High failure rate. Is this just some sort of Ponzi scheme? That's the question I have. A fifth of all Bitcoins are missing. Well, a new crop of digital sleuths is working with investors and law enforcement to find misplaced or inaccessible cryptocurrency. Think of them as metal detectors of the digital age. Instead of combing beaches for gold, these experts use everything from supercomputers to hypnotherapy to reunite people with their lost cryptocurrency. According to Chainalysis, a blockchain analysis firm from New York City, about a fifth of all Bitcoins, around 20 billion, is lost. When people purchase Bitcoin, the DSO tells their transaction stored in software called a wallet, which they can unlock with a personal identification number. Unlike an ATM pin, this password can't be recovered easily since there is no bank to receive it. So keep your passwords. So don't be careless with your pins. All right? A laid slip of paper, some put somewhere, you didn't write it down. Just be aware, if you buy Bitcoin, don't forget your password or you'll lose it to the ether. It'll be gone. Wow, that's it. I'm through everything. All right, let me go over here. What do we have for mail? Do we have any? GNC comments. Let me load that up. Another comment saying they're finding the sub 60 minute shows better, and a person wants to remain anonymous. So I'm definitely delivering on that at this point. So anyway, and I've been looking at the news too. I've been following in behind Kirk, seeing if we can add anything today. I think I added three articles. So I think the show's, for me anyway, I'm enjoying the format. Maybe a little short on this show, but I'm also trying to get into the content a little quicker during the introduction of the podcast, and hopefully that's helping as well. But everyone, thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. Thanks for tuning in. Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. Definitely send me your thoughts. You can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Definitely continue to promote our sponsor, GoDaddy. And I do have some words for the insiders. I'll probably be talking about that on the next show. I really, 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 and we had a donation come in too, a one-time donation. I don't have that loaded. I apologize. Let's see if I can find it real quick, because I got a host bunch of stuff coming in for podcast awards still. So let me see if I can find it. I think, did I get it from, who did I get it from? I'll have to go up the, a donation received. It came from Ron. Hey Ron, thank you so much for your one-time insider donation. It's actually Maurer. Maurer is the first name, I think. I'm sorry if I got it screwed up. But Maurer, thank you for your one-time donation. It's greatly appreciated. And you guys can do that right on the insider page. There's a link there. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider to become a show insider. We need your support more than ever. So definitely appreciate those of you that are contributing at $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. Really your choice to work. Come in it or a single donation like Maurer did. All right, everyone, thanks for being here. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show. Be back with you on Thursday. And anyway, take care. See ya. Aloha.